Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgReport edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. State legislature has slowed to a crawl, with Governor Hobbs announcing a moratorium on signing bills until the legislature sends her their version of the budget. She followed through on that promise by vetoing the measures that hit her desk after the announcement was made. With that, our legislature has buckled down on working through their budget proposal and still maintains their optimism to be close to a 100-day adjournment. The Finance Advisory Committee reported that state finances are significantly less than projected. In January, it was forecasted at $577 million for April, but reports show the revised number at $377 million, which you can bet will lead to more difficult budget negotiations. With that, here are the outcomes of the gubernatorial actions from last week. House Bill 2117 was signed by Governor Hobbs, solidifying the restructuring of the Natural Resource Conservation Board. The following bills were all vetoed as products of Governor Hobbs' signing moratorium: HB 2261, changing agricultural property from Class 2 property to agricultural real property instead of property used for agricultural purposes; HB 2787, the federal nullification of the Mexican gray wolf; House Bill 2167, imposing liability on the Attorney General for damages if a public nuisance action or consumer fraud action file is dismissed; and HB 2031, extending the deadline for filing an application for a certificate of grandfathered groundwater right to the Wilcox AMA to 27 months after the designation date. For a full list of bills and their outcomes, visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for the full comprehensive list. In federal news, the Farm Bill is still in play. Members of the House of Representatives have been asked to submit all amendments by April 22nd, which means we can expect floor action to take place by April 27th. Agriculture members should keep an eye on your email for a call to action to voice your support. On the New World screwworm front, USDA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers broke ground on a new sterile fly production facility in Edinburg, Texas last week, with an online date of November 2027, with a capacity of 100 million sterile flies per week, with production to scale to 300 million flies per week. Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins will visit Douglas, Arizona this week as the USDA contemplates opening ports for cattle import. Secretary Rollins stated that the USDA would announce a decision on their potential port openings promptly. In local updates, we want to thank everyone who came out to the Maricopa County Fair. We hope you brought your peeps and had a great time. Congratulations to all of our exceptional exhibitors. We can't wait to see what you have in store for us next year. Also, a big congratulations to our Agriculture Communications Contest winners: Senior Division, Zoe Rainier; Intermediate Division, Camden Cushing; and Junior Division, Abigail Torres. You all did a fantastic job, and we can't wait to hear what stories you have for us next year. With that, other opportunities in Maricopa County Farm Bureau include our summer agriculture communications internship applications that are now open on our website. Also, the deadline for application for our scholarship program, as well as our agriculture literacy grants, are closing right around the corner. So make sure that you head to our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, and get those applications in. And in other Farm Bureau news, policy season is getting ready to kick off. If you're having an issue, now is the perfect time to bring it to Farm Bureau for a solution. Maricopa County policy development meetings will be in June, so keep an eye on our socials and sign up for our newsletter to make sure you don't miss them. That's all for this week, folks, and we'll catch you next week with a fresh episode. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.